It's up. Now, this is our first live video one. The reason being, we've got this handsome chap on the other side, sipping his cup of tea. Ryan Martin. Bonjour, Ryan.
How you going, guys? Nice to be on your show.
Well, it's a big deal, to be honest. It is a big deal.
We've got a lot of followers now, I think, actually. Yeah.
I think we're nearly up to 10. Double figures,
so...
If you want to jump on that boat, then, you know...
Oh, mate, there's a couple more than I've got. You don't do well.
So, the reason we've got Ryan on today, I mean, I'm going to let you introduce yourself, because, let's be honest, no one can say it better than you do, but we met Ryan, was it a year ago now, maybe?
Maybe over a year at least.
And probably, I think, probably one of the guys in the industry, and I mean that as well, nutrition and fitness, that's probably made, probably one of the most, biggest impact in the first 5-10 minutes, just chatting to you, and I mean... It was pretty impressive, and I felt like I learned more in some of that 5-10 minutes. It got me intrigued, should we say, than most people do. So most people, I obviously want to talk about myself after the first 2 minutes, but I was quite happy to listen to you for longer, which is odd. So, Ryan, let's have a little bit of an intro, bud. Talk.
No, thank you very much for the kind words. I'd like to intrigue people. That's what I'm here to do. So basically, I'm Ryan Martin. I'm a nutritional therapist. I also do holistic health coaching, and been doing it for about 9 years now. About 18 months ago, I set up my own company called Revive Yourself, and I just deal with a lot of people who have chronic issues. And I got into it, I mean, when I say chronic issues, anything from gut issues, skin issues, chronic fatigue, people who have really struggled to lose excess weight, that even though they try to be diet going, people that are hugely toxic. I mean, I got into it basically because from the age of 17 to 22, I went through my own health crisis for 5 years. Long story short, but I was getting really bad acne anyway, but my best friend died when I was 17. It pushed my body into an emotional response. The acne then went from my face and back to all over my chest, started to scab over really bad, started to bleed through my shirt. Didn't know what to do, so I went to the doctor. They gave me medication, didn't work. These scars then turned into keloid scarring, which is like little rubbery balls all over my chest and back. This kept on happening. Got more medication, finally went on Accutane, which stopped the acne, but it didn't stop. I then started to get cysts come up, which were in the groin, lower back, and even though I was paying a bit at a time, it was so painful. I'm trying to do this quick because I can be here all day. I go for my lectures, over some seminars, and spend about 20 minutes on this. But I was just in a real. My body was hugely toxic. What I found out later, I was taking all this medication, and in the end, I was a bit full of medication. They even put me on steroids because they couldn't. This couldn't get away. It blew me up to like 97 kgs from 83. And I went from a guy who loved going out with his friends, playing sport, going on dates with girls, to someone who didn't want to go out, it was really embarrassed, wouldn't take my shirt off in the change room for 5 years because of I had all these scars and cysts, so who wants to look at the monster, right? And won't go out with girls. And it was just a really low time. I found myself in 2009 in my parents' house on the couch, literally crying, thinking like, this is what life's going to be like. Do I really want to be here? I also, when the Accutane, which I took then, it helped my skin get rid of the acne. If I knew then what I know now, I wouldn't have taken it. It's a vitamin A derivative, poisons the liver. And women, they get told they're not even allowed to have birth on it because there's 100% risk of getting birth defects from it. It's that powerful, Accutane. I was on that, but the cysts kept coming up. They got biopsied. They didn't know what it was. Go on steroids, the cyst did go away, but as soon as I come off the steroids, cyst came back. Hugely painful at the time, meant I had to stop playing rugby, which I was playing professionally at the time, in New Zealand, come back, got a contract in Scotland, but it got to the point where I just couldn't run anymore. The cyst was so bad, and they were this extreme agony. Then the doctor, well, throughout all this, the keloids, I was actually getting steroid injections into them as well at one point, and that was just making my skin itch. Imagine like 50 to 100 steroid injections in your chest and your back, and it's just something that I was going to a dermatologist, and he was telling me this is what I should be doing, paying the guy £250 an hour for it, which was great. And I never had more pain and felt itchy, and just getting this stuff put underneath my skin, things that now it just makes me cringe. In fact, it makes me fuming because I heard another client yesterday go through something similar. Anyway, that didn't work. He then said for the cysts, what we're doing, we're going to cut them out. So I was like, cool, anything to get rid of this pain. So I went to surgery, they cut the cysts out, and everything was good for six to eight weeks. But then what happened was they came back. And this time they sent me off another surgery to do it again. And I did a different procedure. But 8 weeks after that, the cyst came back. And that was just like, what am I doing? What have I done? Why is this happening to me? I didn't really understand it. Tried everything. Been to the guys, specialist consultants, all the top guys, and paid lots of money to see them. And I was still in this pain. It just meant I was just a shell of the former person that I was. And I didn't really know where to turn. And that's when, luckily, at the time, I was... I've always been a big sports person, because you can't play it. The only thing I could do at the time was watch it. And David Hay, for those of you guys that don't know, my heavyweight boxer, was fighting a guy called Nikola Valuev for the heavyweight title. And Sky Sports at the time, they still do, actually. They have a show called Behind the Ropes, which goes into the training camps of the fighters. And watching David, I come across his trainer called Ruben Dabarez. And instead of protein shakes and supplements, all these things that I've been taking in New Zealand, because I was playing out there with the Crusaders, and Dan Carter's taking this stuff, right, and Richard McCaw's taking this stuff, and it's all like green luminous drinks and pre-workout, etc. You're thinking it's all good. Well, I learned later on, especially for people like myself, whose body's very sensitive to things, if you can't get away with it, some people can get away with it, and if your body doesn't like it, then it can push you, can really take over that toxic threshold. Anyway, Ruben was talking about, instead of that, he was talking about probiotics, he was talking about juicing, and he was talking about organic produce, and he was talking about therapeutic supplements. And I was like, this guy, he's talking a different language to what I've ever heard before, I need to talk to him. I got on the phone to Jim that he was working at. Within half an hour, he was on the phone to me. I booked a consultation with him the next day, which cost me about £250 at the time, and he opened my eyes to a world I didn't know existed. Talked to me about gut health, how I was extremely toxic, how I had candida, how I had like parasitic problem as well, how I needed to basically cleanse my system and take away all the things that I've been eating that I thought were healthy for me. Bearing in mind, I'd done a sports science degree at university, none of which I use anymore to help any of my clients, basically, because on a healing level, therapeutic level, it just doesn't work. And after that, I knew I needed to know more about this, especially about gut health and reducing the body of toxins. And I went around the world and learned from the best in America, India, Thailand, Cyprus, and Europe. And since then, I've been helping people with all sorts of issues. And luckily, after 4 months of speaking to Ruben and following his advice, the reason I know it works is because, as I say to my people, a lot of people go and see doctors and stuff and they haven't had a problem. A lot of it's theory, which is great. But have you done it in practice? And for 4 months of following what he told me to do, I completely changed. I dropped from 97 kg back down to 83 kg, and my skin was completely clear, and I haven't had a cyst come back up in the last 9 years. And that's obviously, I live this way now, but yeah, it was just a completely eye-opening experience, and I've sort of rushed through that a little bit, maybe got a bit, because I'll be here for half an hour, 45 minutes otherwise, so hope that sort of understands. But yeah, when people say this and that about me, I say, well, have you been through it? And if people in my profession, people will do what I do, generally do it because they've been through the mill. You don't get into this sort of stuff generally unless you've had, but generally people scratch their own itch, right? And that's how I got into doing what I do now.
I mean, that's huge, right? I think that's powerful.
I knew little bits about what you've gone through, but that was, I know that's probably a brief version, but that's, yeah, it's pretty crazy, right?
I mean, I think this is a big thing for any, as you say, like straight away, you've done, say, a sports science, you know, qualification and things like that, as you say, but it just proves that things are on an individual matter, you know, hugely individual, and that, you know, there's general rules of certain things that get certain results and outcomes, and any study that is done is based on, you know, a group, it may be a large group, maybe a handful, but there's obviously individuals. And I think that when we spoke with you in the past, the big thing for us is that people usually come to you when they, you know, they may have tried other things or been told other things that haven't worked. And they usually, you know, people aren't coming to you for weight loss as such, right? That, you know, that's very, and you'd probably be a bit like, you know, do you know what? I'm a you know, you probably go more advanced than that, if I'm honest with you, right? You know, to go general weight loss and stuff like that, that's not why people talk to you, and that's not why we're talking to you today, okay? We're talking to you because I remember speaking with you about, I mean, I've got family members who struggle with big things, and really just knowing that you've been through so much, I think that's a huge element of what you do, obviously, and understanding where people are at or where people might be, and the different, I say, the different approach was a big thing, and it's hard because I suppose, fortunately, I say, and especially listening to some of the stuff that, you know, not being horrible, sounds horrendous.
Yeah,
to us, fun, right? Yeah. It was, mate. Yeah, and not being funny, you know, we've, you know, met you now, and you know, it's incredible to know, to think that you were in that space, because talking to you now, it's like you're a completely different person to what, you know, you've not got that sort of shell, you're not hiding behind that, and it's a great thing, and we love that, and that is, and it has been, listening to you through what you do nutritionally, and so when people come to us and talk to us about nutrition, it's not that it's inadequate in terms, but it's what they're looking for. It tends to be what I call like a fitness goal rather than a health goal.
Right. It's very sort of top level. Well, for people we see, it's that very first thing they need to change is the basic stuff. But they don't. They would benefit massively from going deeper level. But for a lot of people, especially after say just weight loss and actually cleaning up their diet a bit, it's the very simple things they're after, like being told to what to eat as such, or being advised what to eat. When everyone knows what should be healthy. And they eat the crisps, the biscuits. It's like, oh, yeah, but I just need to cut them out. That's like your very first thing you really need to do is look at the stuff that's probably not great for you. And
obvious crap,
changing.
Really, isn't it? Let's be honest. It's, but then, if someone says, oh, I'm struggling with my weight or my gut, but I'm smashing McDonald's biscuits, and obviously then let's be smart about things. And I think when – I want to go back to what you touched on briefly about you're like, oh, I do this, tonics, juices, and stuff like that. I mean, some people from our perspective, or people that come to us at a base level who haven't got those, you know, say chronic illnesses and stuff, will probably go, oh yeah, like Juice Plus and stuff like that. You know, that's probably where their mind goes, right? Yeah. Do you see what I'm saying? Because that's what
the marketing
is strong, right? Okay. And you're like, and I know from speaking with you, you'd happily give them a different answer to that. But it's so, and I think this is the hard thing that fitness, and I know we've discussed this in the past as well, is that like calories in versus calories out, you know, there's more to it. Of course there's more to it, and we know that. To provide a result on what certain people are looking for, you know, there's an element of that in some respects, but from a health perspective, and I think that's the difference, is you are truly looking at people's health, not just fitness goals. So in my eyes, a fitness goal would be, I want to tone up, lose weight, whatever it may be, right? That's how I see it. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. But then you're like, well, actually, we can get all that from doing it a healthy way. Of course you can. But it's a deeper level and deeper understanding. You're helping people from the inside out as well. So if we said, let's go, you know, if you were to go through your program, for instance, I know that you've got great results in people's fitness goals as well, because they look better, they tone up, they lose weight, they do all that sort of stuff, but looking at their nutrition in a deeper and understanding there. But for you, as I say, people are coming to you who've got serious chronic issues. And when we talk about that, you've discussed that in the past, people don't know you've got an issue, in a sense, some people, really, until
just
it becomes...
with everyday life, just thinking that's the norm.
That's the norm.
That's
that
the
that
acceptance of how people, you should be feeling. Oh, yeah, I wake up tired, but that's just because I'm busy at work and this, that, and the other. I've got kids and this, that, and the other. Whatever the excuses have come up. But actually, it's underlying things could be... Yeah, a multitude of sort of factors that just by tweaking a few little bits, even that they don't even know about exists. Like you say, your eyes were opened to a whole new world when actually it all existed, but you just didn't know about it. Now a lot of people probably roll in on that same thing, and they could have their eyes open. Just even like a small amount would change huge things for them in their life, their daily life, anyway.
Yeah, maybe 95% of people, or 99.9, actually say not even 95, it's probably 99%, probably 99.5% of people don't even know. I'd say stuff and they wouldn't know what I was talking about. You've made so many points there that this could go anywhere, conversation.
We'll simplify it for the benefit of like...
Yeah, because when you're talking
podcast.
About, for example, you're saying, I gotta put it, it's almost like, how far do you want to get into this? I always refer to the bit of the Matrix where he says, do you want to take the blue or the red pill and see how far that rabbit hole goes? Because we could go down different things here all day long. When you say people getting up all day, they don't realize they've got a problem. They think that just feeling tired is normal. Everyone feels tired. They feel like just having knee pain is normal. They feel like just having gas, bloating, and bad wind is normal. They think that not going to the toilet for 2 to 3 times a day is normal. They feel that everyone gets fat when they're older. Yeah, that's normal. No. It's common. It doesn't mean it's normal.
Yeah.
So that's where we're going for these things. And as you say, health and fitness, I mean, losing weight, that's just a side effect of what I do. I guarantee you'll lose weight in what I do. We concentrate on health in terms of internal health. And once I get you internally healthy, I mean, you're going to look externally phenomenal. Everyone's skin gets clearer. Everyone loses excess body weight because people don't realize what it is. Most people are hugely toxic. And the body stores toxins in its fat-soluble toxins, because if it didn't, then these toxins, if they get released, they destroy the liver, the kidneys, they play havoc with the nervous system. So the body's very clever. It stores these fats in the toxins, it stores these toxins in its fat cells. So once you start to open up these detoxification pathways and start to not put in all these foods that keep the body very toxic, the body just starts to balance out and find its natural way. And, yeah, lots of people in the fitness room, there's other people out there saying, oh, the detoxing's a load of hogwash. You're not swearing your show. I could have sworn it's a load of hogwash because the kidneys,
nice.
The, yeah, the kidneys. Oh, it's a lot of, yeah. For example, you said they're the basics. That's right. Yeah, I'll give you one. Whenever you hear any athlete that's won any sort of title, they always go on about the basics. They don't say like I did the double twisted dog fucker and practice that. Yeah, they talk about I did the basics. Once you get the basics right, that's cool. Yeah. But when you talk about detoxifying the body, people haven't been through an issue where they've got cysts, they've got skin issues, they've got a chronic gut issue, they're chronically fatigued, they don't sleep very well, they're not getting erections anymore, they've got no libido, and then people are saying, oh, it's all right, your body's going to do it itself. Now, people don't realise that for a lot of people they might be okay, but for a huge majority of people, they're not okay. And yeah, the kidneys and liver do their job, and they will do it phenomenally well, but we're living in a time where their toxic exposure is so high. People are generally, you go back even 40 years, food was basically all organic. You didn't have all these EMF frequencies around. As Rob said before about the phone, we've got that right on us. 80,000 industrial toxins in the air. The makeup women are using, it's like 5 kgs of toxic sludge every day going through their skin. Then you talk about the stress levels that people have got nowadays with their job. Stress isn't just coming from the job, though. It's coming from the water they're drinking, the things they're brushing their teeth with, the water they're cooking their food in, the showering in. I mean, we go on all day with this, you know. Mental, emotional stresses, relationships. People can just get another relationship at the click of an app nowadays. There's so much going on that just leads the body to being like stressed the whole time.
It's crazy. When you list that, it freaks me out. I'm listening, I'm like, holy moly. I'm not washing or cleaning again because this stuff's toxic. Not sure it's a good idea. Clients won't love it. But you see what I'm saying? Like, so for a lot of people who will be listening to this, they're probably like, oh, wow, my eyes have been opened, but I'm freaked out. I'm not kind of breathing. You know,
You do what you can.
I think that the difference being that nowadays, like you say, there's so much more stress put on. Like our grandparents led such a healthy life. They probably grew their own food, went to the butchers. The butchers, you know, were small scale, so they kind of had good meat. The veg was homegrown. They walked everywhere. They had no mobiles. It was literally an old school way of life. And people can argue that our life expectancy has gone up. But generally, we're like 95% more, like say, toxic or whatever nowadays because of all the extra things that we've advanced in the last few decades. But the people that come to you, obviously at their wit's end as such, they've gone through the mill and they've been like, they've found you, which is great, because then there may be a couple of other practitioners and people like yourself, but it's not something you come across on an everyday basis. Like scrolling Facebook, you'll see videos of like animals doing tricks or whatever, but you won't find people solving health problems that a lot of people out there really need help with. So yeah, hopefully actually a couple of people, if they're watching this, then
yeah, massively, this is what we want, right?
Definitely speak to Ryan.
I mean, we're going to try and cut down because obviously I know I could speak to you all day.
It'll be hours.
People could do. So it's a couple of things, right? So I know that even briefly, it's probably the one that most people are quite happy, maybe not happy, but commonly would talk to is probably like stomach issues, maybe IBS, things they struggle with.
Or bloating, wind, you know, all cramps, that sort of stuff. Yeah.
It happens that's very regular, right, for a lot of people. I mean, I'll put my hand up, I'm probably quite windy at times, and I know there's stuff that could probably be changed, right? And I know that. But I know that majority of people would probably struggle with that. Like, I know loads of people who are like, oh, I can't do that because my stomach cannot.
Yeah.
And they're like, they're trying to figure out what food it is or what this, that, and the other is. And
it must be bread. Oh, I'm just going to cut out bread. Or I drink a lot of milk, so I'll just try and cut down the milk. Well, yeah, like you say, it could be a combination of things, but it could be something deeper level as you go into obviously your detox.
So, and I mean, you've got program. I'd quite like to talk about that because I honestly would happily, you know, I'd love to advocate people to come and speak to you because I'm so confident in what you do, and speaking to you multiple times, it's been great, and always good fun as well because it's just great to see mainly you and Rob just go at it.
I like to just dig it, Ryan, get him, get some answers out of him and stuff. And
but like, so say
he does know his stuff.
Say someone who I'll call that myself, right? Okay. As I just said, maybe I'm too windy, right? So, like, what do I do? Right? Well, I mean, like, someone like me who I'd like to think I'm fairly healthy on the scale, in a world of percentages, I'd probably jump into a higher-ish, I guess, percentage, I'd like to think, from being active, eating pretty well in some respects, maybe not, you know, all the organic, but what do I do? I mean, like, say I wanted to approach you, Ryan, I mean, what would I do? What would I do? I'd just obviously get in contact with you. I mean, give that people the opportunity. But am I going to be, I mean, the thing is, I think people's fear is, am I having to live this whole, it's like when we ask people to try and change a little bit of their nutrition, you know, or exercise, it's like, yeah, but I'm going to change who I am. But is that a good thing? I mean, it probably is a good thing, right?
Well, where do I start with this one? Right, so, first of all, a lot of people like to hang on to their problems because it gives them something to identify with, so they don't actually want to change. But if people do want to change, they generally find when that pain becomes, when the pain of change becomes less than the actual pain they're going through, then they'll change. It's something like, here we go. Right, so I've got different programs for different people because my program is generally 12 weeks long, so I like people to not just, it's not a diet, for example. I don't advocate diets because diets by their very nature have an end point. I like to get people to start living a different way and to heal themselves internally so then later on they can step out of that box, they can go for beers, they can go and have a meal with their friends. But you're going to go through a period of internal healing to start with. That means that they're not going to get these reactions, and they're going to start to really, to, as I said before, to just heal themselves internally, as well as changing their terrain. And that's probably something that people haven't heard of, like terrain modification. And you mentioned there the gut. Well, all health, as you probably said, starts in the gut. And there's so many gut issues now. I mean, people got skin issues. They don't realise it's all to do with their gut. And things like eczema, psoriasis, it starts off as a fungal condition of the gut, which then comes out onto the skin. And that's where people put things like coconut oil and they flare up because the fungus that's on their skin, doesn't like it, get a massive die off and it's burning, etc. It's another thing we can go on and talk about. But the things, I mean, yeah, as you say, it's such a big subject. Yeah, people generally find me or get recommended to me when everything they've tried hasn't worked. I get a lot of medical failures, a lot of people been down the medical route like me, it hasn't worked. A lot of people that have tried other nutritionists, for example, always going about this one client because I've had clients from all different levels of severity, like gut issues, but I had one client from a guy who was actually, we met Ian, and his clients, Emil, who could only eat 5 foods for 16 years. Now, people don't understand that. 16 years of her life, she could only eat 5 foods. And she'd been to see doctors, nutritionists, consultants, specialists, paid them thousands and thousands of pounds when she came to see me. And she was like literally in tears on the phone to me. And within four months, and a year later, we've had her eating a whole bunch of foods. It's because you look at things differently. We look at changing the terrain. She means some people come to you and they eat something and they're so inflamed internally, whatever they eat, they're going to react to. I mean, I spoke to a woman yesterday, and she'd been given she just had a consult with a nutritionist from the NHS, which she had to pay for, by the way, which I thought the NHS was free. And I was fuming at what she told me, like telling her to eat processed foods, junk dairy. And I don't care if you're getting raw fermented dairy from the highest quality place you can get it from. When you've got a gut issue like this woman had, you're going to react to everything, okay? Which is different to someone like you, Josh, who is probably having protein shakes which have got whey isolate in them, which is a low-end form of whey, which is going to cause... I mean, I had it. Everyone in rugby circles, you got the protein farts, right? Where, yeah, you're having loads of protein, and they think it's just part of what it should be. You shouldn't be smelling like that ever. That's gut rot.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah. But that is
no, 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 yeah, like,
yeah, okay, you gotta have a few beers. And it's no coincidence that after you have beers, you don't feel very good. And probably the next day, you probably go to the toilet and it doesn't feel great and it probably doesn't look great. It probably doesn't smell very good. Yeah. It all comes from what's going inside and what you put inside your body. So, for example, if you can up the quality of this for you, if you could up the quality of your protein drink, say of having a whey isolate, you had a denatured protein concentrate. I recommend one for you right now. Vital Whey comes from New Zealand, grass-fed, completely non-denatured, highest quality you can get. It's going to go a long way to improving it.
Yeah.
Maybe even for a little while, just changing and go to a vegan, plant-based one, just to see how it goes. But yeah, this is for most people are eating foods that are going to cause huge inflammation in the gut. Most people are going to. I mean, 80% of your immune system is in the gut, right? If your gut health's not right, then the rest of your body's got problems. You've got more neurons in your gut than you have in your brain and spinal cord combined.
That's I heard this the other day. I love this because people were saying about gut feelings, yeah? And like, you've got a gut feeling. And I was like, yeah, but then I was reading about this and it's saying about the fact you've got all these different, you know, neurons, you say, in your gut, more than your spine and your brain. Like, hang about. When people talk about gut, most people just think it's their stomach where, not being funny, if you say someone's gut, most people are like, digestive, yeah, my gut, and like grab the midsection and it's like, hang about, there's a lot more to this.
Yeah, a lot to it, and people don't realise it's your abdominal brain, right? So you get an intrinsic gut feeling, like you've got a vagus nerve that runs from there to the brain. I mean, people don't understand your gums, your teeth are all part, it can all be related to your gut. So I mean, everything comes to do with your gut, and I can say that you can your body can keep living without your brain for a certain amount of time, like keep living in terms of breathing, etc. But without your gut, you'd be finished. And it's also the part where you put food into your mouth until it actually gets through the gut wall. It's not actually into your body. Until it gets through the gut wall into the bloodstream, it's not actually into your body. So it's still internally, still internal. But if you've got a leaky gut, for example, which a lot of people have because they're eating lots of toxic foods, they're drinking lots of alcohol, they're sitting stressed. That food's getting through the gut lining of their stomach, and it's going into the bloodstream, which then again, bang, causes autoimmune conditions, skin conditions, chronic fatigue. It can cause things like, let's say, psoriasis, eczema, allergies, and you name it, it causes it. And people don't realise this, and that's why I always say, like, your gut. Even fragrances is like an unregulated industry that people are taking. Hotels in Vegas for millions of pounds because they go there and they can't sleep, and it's not the drugs they're on, it's because they're pumping through fragrances through the air ducts and it's ruining their health. And these things are completely unregulated. This is the thing, a lot of these I talk about stuff and you're quite far out. Well, the only reason I'm far out is because it affects me, and I'm a lot better than what I was, and I'm all about bulletproofing myself, but I don't need to go. There's certain things I'll eat and certain things I'll never eat, but you just want to make yourself, you just live to a point where you feel good, and if you have things in it that make you feel good and you feel ill, it's not fun, and I don't want to be there. And also, if you keep giving your body good stuff, then you are going to build up your tolerance, you are going to allow it to, right? So if you on a daily basis do things that allow your liver to just pass toxins out, for example, a lot of people have got a backed up liver, conjugated liver, that's where they don't detox estrogen very well. So they're wondering why they've got no testosterone and they get to past 30, even 40 for guys, or women got problems. I mean, their liver's so... your liver's your major detoxification organ. It also deals with anger. And if you look at a lot of the Eastern philosophies, I mean, we could go into this all day. It just depends where you want to go with it, you know, but...
You were saying about, like, the... people were talking about, like, their liver and all that and how we naturally detoxify and stuff like that. And you're saying, but that's almost... it's a bit different now because we are so toxic that I remember when we discussed in Barcelona about the percentage of actually what our livers are probably running at in a kidney or whatever it may be. And you were like 40%. Talking about, 40%. And you're like, okay, it probably would be quite a good, detoxing system if it was working 100%. But the fact it's only at 40%, may not be doing as good a job as we'd think. And that's not to say to go on these like, because obviously people think of detox and it's like, unfortunately, it's about detox booties and stuff like that. And you're probably like, shake them. Yeah. But then actually, you've got different things, right? You know, not these fad booty detoxes and stuff like that. You're talking about a different level. So, I mean, I say, right, we can go on to this for ages.
For yourself, I think it's probably down to, and probably a lot of people, including myself, but it's the quality of foods we buy and eat.
Yeah.
And everyone shops on budget rather than quality. Oh,
I'm such
food.
A you know,
we know how
for that, really.
If something
I know, I'm eating good foods, but like the lowest quality good foods you've come across, and I know it, and I do know it, and fortunately I'm at a point where it's not killing me as such on a daily basis. If that's right, it probably actually is, but I don't see it, you know, like if it was there slap bang in my face going, and as you say, coming up in issues, skin issues and stuff like that, like you had, then I'd be like, yeah. Hang about, it's more visual. It's kind of like those things, if you don't see it, if it's not in your face, like it's not. It doesn't really matter.
Well, I put it this way, if you can look good and not be healthy, but when you're healthy, generally at a certain level, you're always going to look good. And yeah. The problem is, a lot of people, they don't realise that they've got a problem until it slaps them in the face. First of all, what starts off as a little bit of wind, yeah? Then turns into a chronic gut issue. Yeah. Well, then it gets a bit worse, and it turns into a chronic gut issue, and then before they know it, they react to every food known to man, and then they might have celiac or something like that. But it's starting off as a little thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So people don't realise these tumours that they get for cancer. I mean, the tumour could be growing for 10 to 15 years before it's even noticeable. And that, once again, comes down to the immune system being completely destroyed, 100%. And that's a cry out for help. So you can talk about this for days on end, but quality of food, for example. Now, I always say, and I always talk to Rob about this, I always, big advocate of organic food. My food without having on it pesticides, herbicides, larvicides, insecticides, rodenticides, and being grown in chemical fertilizer. Okay? I don't want that on my food. No, thank you very much. I want to reduce my toxic load as much as possible. And we can talk about the quality of this organic certifications, which we said before. A lot of the big corporations now, they've been so scared by organic because it's like one of the biggest growing industries in the world. They've gone out where there used to be like two in England, there's now 9 organic certifications. Where there used to be, only be 5 in America, there's now 95. And even the USDA, it's only like 80% guaranteed for the top one in America that were guaranteed organic. Over here, like the Soil Association, top end, organic farmers and growers, top end. But all these other ones, the big companies, you follow the money back, they're just buying these organic certifications. And then they do studies that test organic food against conventional food. And they say, look, there's no difference. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's why. Because they're doing this, okay? And so, but at the end of the day, I want you to have high quality food. And really, how much is an organic bag of potatoes? £1.50. How much is an organic bag of carrots? £1. You get into the meats, the meat's more expensive, okay, I get that. But most people are eating far too much meat anyway. Unless it's far too much budget meat, I'd say.
Yeah.
Animals that are being fed foods that they're not legally allowed to feed us. So things like sawdust pellets, things like rendered food, yeah. Things like the corn that they're not allowed to give you because it's got too much mycotoxin in it, yeah. Mycotoxin, which comes from pet, we'll get into mycotoxins at another stage. But they can't feed it to you by law, but they can feed it to the animals. Then the animals eat it, but then you eat the animals. So it gets into you in a way, and these animals are also treated terribly. A lot of them don't see daylight. They're not eating cows. I mean, they're herbivores. They should be chewing the cud, but instead they're being fed corn. That's also been sprayed with glyphosate. It's not just the wheat and gluten that's destroying people's gut. Before this corn and wheat goes to yield, they spray it with glyphosate a week before to increase the yield. And glyphosate, speaking on my podcast, so Stephanie Senek, she said it is the most toxic poison they can put in it. It's endocrine disrupting. It's neurologically toxic. And a lot of these things, like if you get a lot of these pesticides, that's what they are. They are either destroy the central nervous system or they destroy your brain. They usually come in two categories. And these are the companies that sold Roundup Ready, that's got your props. This stuff was used in the war against the Vietnamese, whatever you want to call them. And they're still getting birth defects now. So this is how deep it goes. It depends on how far you want to look. And it's amazing when people come to me and I just do a few simple things, what clears up. And then we start going to a deeper level with the supplements, which you said is not Juice Plus, which is just a load of garbage, savings. Herbalife. You just want to look at the ingredients those companies tell you we need to know about them, integrity. I'll never promote anything or tell anyone to take anything I wouldn't give myself or my family. Yeah. And everything I promote is all whole food, organic. A lot of it's fermented, highly bioavailable. And it's from the top areas in the world. I mean, there's a lot of difference between Chinese organic and Australian organic, for example. So
I think that's something people probably struggle to know where to get the best things from, or know the difference, or see the difference between. So having someone who can highlight and say, look, this is what I use for my post-workout training or whatever it may be, or this is the type of, this is where I get my veg from, because I know that they've got, this company's gone through the process of being certified organic and they're genuine, whereas a lot of places, companies out there might be just doing it for profit reasons and cutting corners and this, that and the other. And
I think we'll definitely ask you the question, probably not on here now, but in a different way. I'll just get a couple of those bits and we'll get them, hopefully pass it to our clients. I think you'll be more than happy just to give us a little bit of a background on where you'd maybe just start or what things you'd look out for, look for and stuff like that. But as I said, usually I like to talk about myself, right? So we're going to do that now. Fasting. You, my friend, got in my head. Why did you do that? I was chatting away, eating everything as I do, loving life, happy. Happy over-consuming.
Not actually, happy.
We had a lovely time. We had a nice salad, which it was good. We got the old olive oil and salt, and you were happy to chuck on the lemon juice when I said no, I didn't want it, but that's fine. We got into it and we had it. Tasted good though, right? Tasted good, I'll let you off. So, but then we discussed fasting, and we're going to go over this as brief as we can, okay? So I'm currently, as you know, in the middle of a middle, I say, I wish it was middle, but just going to try and crack on a 48-plus-hour fast. I'm trying to hit that number 60, just because we were discussing certain things, and obviously people are asking me, why are you doing it? Mainly, it's obviously to try and get attention. That's why I do things, it's attention seeking. But but on a more serious note, is that we were discussing it, and it was something that intrigued me, that a lot of the time, like, I'd be down sitting eating four courses for breakfast, and you wouldn't be eating breakfast at all, and we discussed other things and the benefits of it, and it was always quite a good fun. We have a good laugh about it, really. But from your perspective, from a health perspective, obviously fasting for us a lot of the time, or a lot of the stuff that's promoted out there now, intermittent fasting, all these things, a lot of them are promoted in a more in respect of people who are looking at weight loss and stuff like that, right? And the long and short of it is, as we know, like pretty much every diet out there, when we talk about diets and weight loss diets, right?
It's just cutting calories,
right? And it's like, oh yeah, but I can eat whatever I want. I was like, and I'm sort of like, okay, A, do you think that's a good idea? B, you've probably got some subconscious if you're trying to lose weight to not eat crap, so you're not eating whatever you want. And C, you've only got now 8 hours, for instance, if you're doing 16-8, to eat in. And are you really eating at 9 o'clock, like 400 or 500 calories? No, you're probably going to eat maybe 6 of those, 8 even, potentially. And consciously, say subconsciously, you're probably trying to eat better foods because you know that eating a cake and biscuits and all that sort of stuff isn't doing you the world of good. So you're A, shortening that window to eat, so you're probably eating less calories, and B, you're probably eating better anyway. So that's a weight loss if we look at that. But you do fasting, or you've got people fasting, and I know you've done it in the past, we discussed that, but for some serious health benefits. And a lot of people go, oh, it can't be healthy to not eat for that long. And I'm like, actually, it can be very healthy. And I love speaking with you about it. And just maybe if you just touch on a couple of the benefits, I know people would like to hear it. Also, it just made me feel better about the fact that I'm struggling right now.
No, it's cool. I mean, even when I said this to Jens, one of the guys we had in last year, Jens had skin issues, and I said, yeah, fast. And he's like, right, everyone I know who fasts, who doesn't eat all day and then eats at night, they're the unhealthiest people I know. And I was like, or they're really out of shape. I was like, yeah, but Jens, because they're not eating all day, probably then drinking like terrible tea or coffee, and then they're going home and they're eating junk. They're not eating the way you're going to be eating. You're not giving their body a complete rest. I mean, you're not going to, people talk about body going into starvation mode and then putting all this fat on. It's just a nonsense, really. Because we intermittently fasted throughout our ancestors. I mean, this is the funny thing as well. You mentioned a bit before about, you go back and about your granddad, for example. Go look at pictures of your granddad or great granddad. I bet they were pretty lean.
Yeah, it's always.
Yeah, you know, it's just nowadays everyone's such a gluttonous pig that they just want to eat all full stop. And obviously, and no joke. I mean, who doesn't like to eat, right? It is one of those things. But if you look at health benefits, then you, it's true. It's just, and all food's really available. Supermarkets open 24/7.
It's so true.
Yeah, and who doesn't like to eat? Oh, and then you've also got a thing of, like, first of all, the first thing we're done whenever we cry when you're younger, your mum puts you to her nipple and she gives you food, and so you've got milk, which is sugar, and so straight away you associate milk and sugar with comfort. So as soon as you get stressed, you go for something that's comfort into you, which is what? Sugar. Or some sort of comfort food. So we go into that. But when it comes to fasting, there's ways we can talk about this. First of all, I say, look, don't fast unless you're under supervision of someone who knows what they're doing, or because it can, if you do it wrong, it can lead to problems. And for the average person who's eating rubbish foods, fasting is going to be very, very hard, because they're going to be clucking for sugar. And these parasites, we haven't even got to parasites yet. These parasites are going to be sending out big, big signals saying, give me my food, give me my food. And then they're going to be releasing toxins in their body, mycotoxins, things that are very, very destructive, poisonous, that make you crave foods. They're going to make you irritable. You're going to go through a healing crisis. You're going to be in trouble. But if you're eating good foods, you don't get, a lot of the time I say to people, you don't really get hungry, you get empty. If you're eating organic produce, high quality foods, anyway, for most people, eat high quality foods. Just think quality over quantity. You're going to go a long way to it. Just quickly, I'll touch on this. Organic produce, for example, is 40% more satiating than non-organic produce, so you actually need less. It's also got higher nutrient quality, so your body recognises, oh, I don't need so many of these calories because I'm fine. These are people who are generally just overweight and they want to lose weight. And a very simple way of doing things, you know, quality over quantity. It's one of those, the adverts, Pringles, once you pop, you can't stop. Yeah, because they're full of ingredients that turn off receptors in your brain, turn you when your body's full. Things like this. You can't eat a whole packet of Pringles in one go. I used to do it. I mean, it is what it is. But, right, fasting on a very basic level, this whole starvation mode and this whole slowing metabolism down, I mean, you'd have to fast longer than 72 hours anyway to even get a 10% drop in metabolism. Very simple. Studies have shown this. Secondly, when we're looking at a healing level, a lot of times I do it with people who are usually toxic or got gut issues, because if they're reacting to any sort of foods, if they're reacting to anything, you might even put in their, I might even put a little glass of lemon juice in there, and they're reacting to it because their body's that inflamed. So we go on a water fast, for example. But for a lot of people doing a bone broth fast, or just like maybe a greens drink or something like that, it's really good for them just to give their body time to have a break from digesting food. A lot of people have been digesting so much food, their digestive tract never gets a break. And it means that they're always in their rest and digest nervous system. They're never, I mean, it's just a recipe for disaster for a lot of people. So as soon as your body goes past 12 hours of fasting, it goes into something called autophagy, which obviously you mentioned straight away. It's a great way of just cutting out calories because you're not eating, right? It's one of the simplest things you can do.
Yeah.
You haven't got to get under a squat bar. You haven't got to go and run a thousand meters intermittently. You haven't got to do a lot of things. Very simply, you know what you do? You just shut your mouth and you don't eat anything for like 12 to 16 hours. Very simple. But as soon as you do that over 12 hours, your body goes into something called autophagy, which basically means it starts eating itself at a cellular level. But what it does, it starts to heal at a certain level. So all the dead, decaying, diseased cells that you've got in your body, these things that are cancerous cells, your immune system recognizes them and it starts to clear them up. And it starts to produce new, healthy cells. And your body wants to be healthy. Its default setting is health. It's just us, we get in the way of it. And I've never healed anyone, ever. I've given them the right circumstances, I've given them, point them in the right direction, but their body's done the job, you know. Your body's miraculous. It's a self-healing ecosystem. It's brilliant. So you've got that. And then, as you mentioned, if you go into like 73 days, you know, 72 hours, you fast for 72 hours, your body you can completely regenerate your immune system. So if someone is having immune problems, you can completely regenerate it by going on a water fast for 72 hours. And it's something that I do a day every now and again, just randomly. I'll go like a 3-day fast probably every 3 to 4 months. Sometimes I'll just do a day without food. Other days I just won't eat until the evening. I just literally keep it mixed around and see how I feel. For example, if I go out for a drink on a Saturday evening, and the next day I don't feel feeling very good, I'll just won't eat until the evening. I'll have lots of my tonics that are going to help my liver cleanse, etc. But just stay away from food. It's amazing. Any animal in the wild that gets ill or has a problem, they just go away and they just put themselves away and they just fast for like 72 hours. And it's just a way of healing the body at a real base level. And they showed anyway, you know, people say about these even talk about protein fasting these days. Bodybuilders are doing it now. They recognize that by not having protein all the time, by having a day of staying from protein, the body actually synthesizes protein better than having it all the time.
Yeah.
They've shown it with, it's like there's different ways of fasting as well. So you've got, as you said, the standard way, which is like you have an 8-hour window of eating. You can do that every day, which is quite, a lot of people, that's fine. I don't eat until 2 o'clock generally. I eat about 2 and 9 o'clock or 1 and 8 o'clock, that's fine.
Yeah.
You've got another day, which is like the 5-2 diet, where you get a really low calorie day, or you have like a low calorie day and another day eating.
Yeah.
Quite hard for people to do that, go a whole day if you're not used to it. There's other ways. You've got the Warrior diet, which is you don't eat anything all day, and then you eat in the evening. But yeah, in the daytime, you might have a greens drink. But for a lot of people as well, one of the benefits of fasting is so many people, as I mentioned you before, the French paradox, right? So many people today with their stress jobs, they're eating all the time in a rush. They're never sitting down with their food, enjoying it, taking time to eat it. Your digestion starts before you even start to eat, you know? You start to produce enzymes in the mouth that are going to break down this food. Then once you're eating it, you need to chew that food into a liquid. They always say, drink your food and eat your water, because you want to start to produce that mastication in your mouth. Then when you swallow it, you haven't got any teeth in your gut, you know? Your teeth are in your mouth. So if you run your tongue alongside the inside of your mouth, that's the same soft as it is in your mouth. It's what's down there. So people realize they get cramps after they've eaten because they haven't taken time to enjoy it and chew it. They've just woofed it down. And your gut's going to have a hard time. And if you're stressed, you're not going to produce the bile in your chyme and your gut to digest this food. Your hydrochloric acid is going to be low. So you're not going to digest this food. And then if your gut health is low, once again, you haven't got the bacteria in your gut. It's not just hydrochloric acid that gets rid of this food. You've got bacteria in your gut that then eat the food that we don't eat and they feed on it. And if you've got bad these parasites are very clever. They live in dysfunction. They want you to eat food like that. Bad foods, and eat it quick, because anything that you do in dysfunction, they live up. And this is another conversation for another time. But yeah, this is why it's so important to make sure you're doing these things right. Because even when you're eating, you need to make sure you're doing it properly. The French paradox, I'll go into it quickly, is French, they smoke, they drink loads of coffee, they drink wine, they eat pasta and bread and cheese, etc. But they're still one of the leanest nations in Europe. Why? Because when they eat, they sit down, they take their time with the meal, and they converse, and they do it. And this is what we used to do. But everyone I know, I always say to my clients, if you're stressed, don't eat.
Mm.
Wait until you're not stressed. I don't care if it means you've got to go outside and eat the food on the wall. Take yourself away from the desk, because whenever you're at the desk, people are going to expect you to work. Whatever you've got to do, give yourself 10 to 15 minutes. Go and do it, and enjoy it, and take that time to appreciate the food, because you're putting yourself in the wrong nervous system. So you've got your rest and digest, obviously recover and restore, and you've got your fight and flight. And if you're stressed, you're in your fight and flight nervous system, which means you don't digest your food properly.
Mm-hmm.
Straight away, your body's going to store it as fat. You're not going to get any of the nutrients out of it. And people are just using it as a fuel in, fuel out. Well, that's a recipe for disaster. It's a recipe for a chronic issue coming out. And with your genetic weaknesses, these chronic issues will come out. And then you have to go through a period of seeing someone like me, which is a bit of a ball ache, to be honest with you. 12 weeks of doing things a different way. Because, look, who doesn't want to eat great tasting food and have fun, right? It's a human experience, and you've got to do that, and you've got to have food for the soul. But when it gets to a point where you've got a problem and you keep feeding that problem, now these things aren't going to go away by their own. You've got to do things. It's as Albert Einstein said, you're never going to cure the problem with the same thinking that created it, you know? And that's when you have to come to someone like me. And obviously you guys deal with people that are looking for physical transformation a lot of the time, and I deal with people that have chronic health issues. But looking, if you get yourself healthy on a certain level, and even just a very simple thing like buying high quality foods and chewing it and taking time of it and eating it properly, staying hydrated, getting enough vitamin D, exercising smart a lot of the time as well. I dealt with a lady at the moment. She had a very bad experience. She, unfortunately, she lost her baby. Someone you guys know, you know, anyway, it doesn't matter. We weren't going there on air today. She lost her baby. She's going through a very hard time beforehand. She was always very lean. And then afterwards, for 6 months, look, she kept putting weight on, even though she was doing nothing different. She was training really hard, doing stuff. I said, look, you need to give your body time here to relax. People don't understand. We're so caught up in a world where everyone's like, you've got to work out, you've got to work hard, you've got to smash it. Yeah. But your body doesn't work like that. It's yin and yang. And you need to work in as much as you do working out. So working out is spending energy, right? It's going to the gym, it's taking energy out of you. You've put that, you left that energy on the gym floor, and you've had information. But if your body's so depleted of energy at a cellular level internally, then you keep smashing a plate. It becomes harder to put back together. So you need to give the body time to heal. And so we did things like, obviously, upping the quality of food, getting to do things like Qigong and yoga, going for walks, journaling, taking a step back. She didn't go to the gym in 12 weeks. What happened? she got her physique back. She dropped 8 kgs in 12 weeks, very simply. And she's like, Ryan, I can't believe this. I haven't even stepped foot in the gym. And I was like, your body was screaming out for help.
Yeah.
And it will cling on to that fat if it feels like you're trying to do things to it to that's going to push it into a state of like survival. So there's different ways to go about it. You just have to know where the person is.
And that's it. And you're so right in what you're saying, because as you say, people are like, oh, yes, that goes to the gym again. But it's not, you know, obviously that's we know that that's not necessarily up. It's do things smart. And I think that's so true, is doing things smart, not always hard, is so key. And that's like, you know, we get people like, oh, I'm not always hard. I want to be sweating and breathing out. And like, yeah, okay, you're doing that. You're doing that sometimes when you come in and you're tired, and even we're telling you, you know, at the end of the day, that's how we make money. We're telling you not to do that. Like, we had people in the past who try to train twice in one day, coming in looking wrecked, feeling terrible, and we're like, you're not doing your body any good. You know this. And then other people who are, well, you know, fitness professionals, okay, very well, and they're constantly beating themselves in to this stupid pulp of like, oh yeah, but I finally dropped a little bit of weight. But I'm not sleeping, I feel terrible, I'm not looking my best. Okay, wait a sec, so what are you trying to achieve by this? Oh, to look bad? Well, you don't. Not being funny, you look like shit. You don't.
You feel terrible as well, yeah.
What's that?
Yeah.
And then they feel terrible as well.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I think that's kind of a good place to wrap this section up, right? I think, don't get me wrong. We'd be here all day, and I'd be here for another, if I didn't have to run to the toilet in a second because we're drinking too much water. But, I mean, we'd be here for ages, and I would happily do it, and you know that. But we're probably going to try and get a couple of little snippets after this. So if anyone's listening to this on the podcast or watching the video, it's great. I'm sure you've probably taken a lot from it, probably still got a million questions. And do you know what? Ask them. Ask Ryan these questions. Ask us some of them. If we can't help you, we've got a fantastic, I was going to say tool here. That's not a very nice way to put it, but we've got a resource, to answer some amazing questions. And that's big. So you wrapped it up briefly there. 2 seconds is, and I'm sure you agree with this, is just things you could do now is look at the quality of the food you're eating. Yeah. Eat it in a place where you're not stressed is going to make a huge difference. Don't eat it in 10 seconds. Actually give your body time to digest it and take that time through it. Step back as well. Maybe introduce some journaling, breathing, walking, other factors that are beneficial to our health, and we know that, rather than just rushing through life, feeling stressed and constantly beating yourself down. Respect your body at the end of the day. You know, yes, doing a bit of exercise is going to do you the world of good. We all know that. Like, if you do it smartly,
doing eating, something that makes you feel good rather than just looking good. So, like saying, people can look great, but feel terrible and actually be completely in bits inside. So, yeah,
mate, health is just the fit, sick people. I deal with lots of them. Yeah. I deal with lots of doctors as well. Yeah, exactly. Meant to be the people. And it's the way that it's. Yeah, mate, 100% what you say there.
So. Well, I think we'll wrap that up there, just so people have kind of got the time to listen. Thank you so much. I mean, so we're going to chat to you a little bit afterwards, if that's cool. And I know if anyone wants any more info or wants to learn more, please check into this.
Yeah.
Ryan's got some amazing resources, products. Yeah, I mean, whatever you want to call. But I mean, at the end of the day, this isn't a sales pitch, because at the end of the day, it's not about that. It's about trying to help people. That's what we really do care about. And I know firsthand that you're someone who truly cares about that, and we love that, and that's what we're about. We're not about selling a product, you know, a magic pill or potion. It's not about that. It's not that easy. But do you know what? If you actually respect your body and your life, then let's invest a little bit into it. And if it means buying 20p extra on the organic carrots rather than the cheap bag, then do you know what? That's maybe something.
I'll just say one thing. Just one thing quickly. Just there,
yeah,
guys. If you're gonna with organic produce, there's certain things you can buy, but if you can buy your meat, you buy your meat organically, these animals, that they throw all the toxins in their fat. So if you can buy organic meat, that's going to go a long way to doing it. And as they say, guys, if you're, lots of free stuff is on the website, www.reviveyourself.co. Go there. Otherwise, just hit the guys up if you want any questions. But we're just here to help, and it's not anything.
Put some links in for you, mate, because I mean, it's big. It's big info. It's great. It's stuff that we can all learn from. As you say, I can learn from it, and I'd like to say I'm in a fairly good space. I know Rob can take bits away. So we'll leave it there. We'll wrap up. Thank you so much for your time, Ryan. It's been incredible. We love this, and we'll try and bore the life out of you again in the future, bud.
Thank you.
No worries.
Cheers, mate. Peace.
Goodbye. Bye.